You're listening to SBS News.
Australia's Davis Cup players are taking on Bosnia and Herzegovina in Adelaide, looking to join the Six Nations already qualified for November's revamped 12-nation final series. 19-year-old Alex Dimonor is Australia's top-ranked player at 29 in the world. But according to his Davis Cup teammate Jordan Thompson, there is plenty more young talent coming through the ranks.
We've got Alexi Popperin, who made the third round of the Australian Open. Alex Bolt, who's closer to my age, he made the third round of the Australian Open. John Pearce making the final of the Australian Open last week. And John Millman's had an incredible run lately. I'm about 60 in the world. So we've got a great group and we're all pushing each other. And you know, we're always proud to represent our country, and we'll do anything to do that.
Thompson and Davis Cup coach Leighton Hewitt have both been highly critical of the move to scrap the traditional home and away ties and the introduction of shorter best-of-three set matches for the Davis Cup. The tie against Bosnia and Herzegovina gets underway from 4 p.m. on Friday. Australia's cricketers are looking to win the second test match against Sri Lanka this weekend. It'll be an historic match, whatever the result, with Canberra's Manuka Oval staging a test for the first time. Australia spinner Nathan Lyon was an apprentice groundsman at Manuka Oval for 4 years before he became a test cricketer. And originating from the regional town of Young in central New South Wales, he'll have plenty of support from family and friends. Lyon says his connections to the ACT will make it a very special test match.
Especially when I get the opportunity to bowl out there. Obviously, I've got a lot of history on the ground. It's one of my favourite grounds, obviously for a lot of different reasons, but it's exciting when you get the chance to play a lot of friends and a lot of family. It's becomes even more special.
There are 4 Big Bash League matches this weekend. On Friday night, the Brisbane Heat take on the Perth Scorchers. On Saturday, the Sydney Sixers and Sydney Thunder fight it out for local pride. Then on Sunday, the Adelaide Strikers play the Heat, followed by the Scorchers game against the Melbourne Stars. In football, the big match of the weekend in the English Premier League sees second-place Manchester City take on fourth-placed Arsenal. City lost to Newcastle during the week, and if the defending champions are to retain their title, they'll need to get a good result against the Gunners. City manager Pep Guardiola, though, hasn't given up hope of catching the leaders Liverpool, who are now 5 points in front of his side.
Still, there are many games and everything can happen. In our case, we'll be... Every game, you have to do our best to be there. So try to don't give up and move forward and try another time.
SBS has live coverage of Tottenham's clash against Newcastle from 11 p.m. on Saturday. The AFLW kicks off this weekend with 2 new clubs in action. The Geelong Cats play their first game in the competition against Collingwood on Saturday evening, and the North Melbourne Kangaroos make their debut against Carlton on Sunday afternoon. The defending champions, the Western Bulldogs, play their opener against the Adelaide Crows on Saturday evening, and co-captain Ellie Blackburn says she's not prepared to contemplate defending their title just yet.
Oh, we'd love to go back-to-back, but our focus is on round one against Adelaide, and the team's looking really well at the moment. Girls have come back extremely fit, especially after the break, so we're really looking forward to it.
The Australian leg of the World Sevens tournament is being held in Sydney this weekend in the unusual surroundings of the Sydney Showground. It's now the home of the men's and women's AFL teams, the Greater Western Sydney Giants. But because the Sydney Football Stadium is being knocked down, an alternative venue had to be found. Last year, Australia won both the men's and women's titles, and it'll be looking for more glory this time round. Sharni Williams is the captain of the Australian women's side and is hoping for good support at the new venue for Sevens Rugby.
You know, being out here, seeing how lush the grass is, it looks like a really fast field, but it'll be about getting those people out here and bums in seats and definitely really spreading the word and getting everybody to really come rally around us and support us.
John Baldock, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.